Beloved radio friends, we welcome you to the broadcast today in the precious name of our blessed Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. We give you a hearty welcome as we come to the concluding message concerning the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, the present theme of this week. It has been a great joy to speak well of Christ. 'Tis our desire that we shall always speak well of Him as we minister His Word for the profit of our beloved friends who listen. Today we would like to conclude the thoughts that we have been following concerning His resurrection. We would introduce our message again by reminding our listeners of the question, "What think ye of Christ?" in Matthew chapter 22 and verse 42. Our permanent desire, constantly by God's grace and help, is that you will know Christ as your blessed Savior and continue knowing Him more and more as you seek to follow Him in this scene. If you know Him not, my radio friend, we pray and trust that the Spirit of God will use the truth that we present to bring you to a saving knowledge of the Savior. Today we conclude our thoughts, and many others could be added, I know, but we conclude our thoughts on the resurrection by touching upon a few of the results from the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. First of all, from Romans chapter 1, verse 4, written by the beloved Apostle Paul, we find that the resurrection of Christ is a confirmation of His deity, that He is the Son of God. Listen to the words, "declared the Son of God with power, according to the Spirit of holiness, by the resurrection from the dead." Can I emphasize that again? "Declared the Son of God, and that with power, and according to the Spirit of holiness, because of His resurrection from the dead." Can I repeat again? How can we, who should ever, deny the deity of the Lord Jesus? The very resurrection of His blessed person from the dead is a proof and confirmation of that deity. But there's a verse we would like to read, chapter 4 in the Epistle of Romans, in verse 25. A blessed truth, and relative to the believing in the Lord Jesus as one Savior, and the wonderful joy that it means, because of His resurrection, we find Paul writing these words at the closing of chapter 4, verse 25. Let me read verse 24 again. "If we believe on Him that raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead, who was delivered for our offenses, and was raised again for our justification." Note the latter part. The first part I hope you know well. That He died for your sins. That He was delivered on the cross to bear the offenses of your sins and mine in His own body on that tree. But all regarding His resurrection, He was raised again for our justification. Now these words assure us of the acceptance by God of His redemptive work. Oh, may I state it lovingly, earnestly, and what comfort it brings. There is one way that I am assured the death of my Savior was sufficient to save me. You see, in what way was that? God raised Him from the dead. He was raised again for our justification, so that you and I, my fellow believer, are resting assured. He did the work. No more can be done that saves our soul. He bore our offenses, and the proof that He paid it in full was when He was raised from the dead. And to you and to me, fellow believer, that brings us the confidence our sins have gone. God has removed them from His holy sight, because of the value of that Son who died to save us, but who rose to keep us. What a joy to know that. But then may I also remind you, again from Romans chapter 8, on this occasion from the 11th verse, the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ is the guarantee of our own resurrection. Can I repeat that? The resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ is the guarantee of our own resurrection. Listen to the words. But if the Spirit of Him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by His Spirit that dwelleth in you. Oh, can I repeat it again? His resurrection is the guarantee of the believer's resurrection, praise God. And what joy to know that. Do you have a loved one that has been laid aside in the cemetery plot? Do I have a loved one that has been tenderly laid aside there? We await that resurrection day when they shall come forth from the grave. And for that I must and I will begin reading in chapter 15 of the first epistle to the Corinthians, another section. And I want you to notice very carefully with me, chapter 15 at verse 20, I want to read these words. Now is Christ risen from the dead, become the first fruits of them that slept. He leads the order of the resurrection. For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive, but every man in his own order, Christ the first fruits, afterward they that are Christ that is coming. May I pause for a moment and comment on verse 23, the closing one we have just read. Every man in his own order. There is a divine order to the resurrection. You find Christ is the first fruits from among the dead. He leads the order of the resurrection as the resurrected one. Then afterward, they that are Christ at his coming. Oh, my beloved, what can I say? What should I say? When the Lord Jesus comes back again, what is going to happen? Especially to those graves that are occupied by the saints. Oh, let me quote the words that Paul has well written in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. When he writes, beginning at verse 13, to advise the believers at Thessalonica not to sorrow as those who have no hope, concerning those that are asleep, saying, for if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you, by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not go before them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore comfort one another with these words. Please let me repeat again. The resurrection of Christ is the guarantee that all of his children will be resurrected from their graves that is coming. What a promise. Can I say it very kindly? I hope you do not think it strange. But many a time in my history as a believer, and particularly at funeral services, how many times at the graveside, speaking of the blessed hope, the coming again of the Lord, when the believer that is whose body is being placed in the grave, someday some blessed moment will be raised, how often I would state, my heart has longed that it could take place, even at such an occasion as that. What a sight it would be to be there in the cemetery as the graves are thus opened, and the saints, not all the dead, but the saints come out, caught up with the living saints in that moment, in the twinkling of an eye, up in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air and to be forever with the Lord. My beloved, look, what think ye of Christ? What do you think of his resurrection? That resurrection is the guarantee of the resurrection of every believer at his coming again, when he will take them to glory and to the Father's house above. What a joy to be a Christian. But then, before closing, I would like to be very solemn to remind you that in John chapter 5, verse 28 and 29, the Lord Jesus made the statement, after telling that no man or the Father judgeth no man, but hath committed all judgment to the Son. He declares that the day and the hour is coming when all that are in the graves shall come forth, some to the resurrection of blessing, and others to the resurrection of life, and others to the resurrection of damnation. My beloved, there are two sides to the resurrection. There's not only the blessed side for the believer, but because of the resurrection of Christ, there is a solemn side for the unbeliever. For the believer, it's going to be a resurrection into the joy of eternal life forevermore. But for the unbeliever, a resurrection of judgment. Beloved, as we close our message concerning the resurrection, we ask, what think you of Christ? And when the resurrection day comes for all humanity, will you be in the resurrection of life? Or will you find yourself solemnly and sadly partaking in the resurrection of judgment, unsaved and banished forevermore? Oh, may God speak to the conscience, to the hearts of us all. But again, we repeat the question. We leave it with our listeners and to the Holy Spirit to use it upon your heart and conscience and mind. What think ye of Christ? Father, bless thy word, we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.